We're in Psalm 89, and we've been in Psalm 89 for several days. It's a strong song, a psalm, and it's about the glory of God, and it's also a lot about judgment and God being unhappy with his people, disappointed in what they're doing and the choices they're making. But the psalmist says in the first verse, he says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Sometimes today we're facing circumstances where loved ones have had COVID or have died from COVID even, and there's so much unrest, there's so much to produce anxiety in us and give us just headaches and heartaches at this time. But one thing we can say is, I will sing. What can we do during this time? Let's sing of the mercies of the Lord. Pastor Kevin opened the service this morning with a prayer about the mercy of God, thanking him for his mercy toward us. The Passion says, this forever song I sing of the gentle love of God. Young and old alike will hear about your faithful, steadfast love, never failing. Here's my chorus. Your mercy grows through the ages, and your faithfulness is firm, rising up to the skies. Is his faithfulness firm?
Yes.
Amen. It really, really is. His faithfulness is firm. Yeah. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it all together from the Message translation. Your love, God, is my song, and I'll sing it. I'm forever telling everyone how faithful you are. I'll never quit telling the story of your love. How you built the cosmos and guaranteed everything in it. Your love has always been our life's foundation. Your fidelity has been the roof over our world. Wow. Your love is our foundation, and your fidelity is our roof. I love it. Are you
Amen.
Protected?
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord God made a provision for us to stay under the precious wing of his protection, and I'm grateful for
Amen.
All his mercy. Do we deserve it?
No.
No, we don't. But he provided it for us. And right now, Lord Jesus, we say thank you for what you did, that we're able to come together and worship you
yes.
in this place.